right. Let's listen to the Word of God from the 14th chapter of John, verses 8 through 11. Now, everybody knows this. You don't even need to have it read. I'm sure everybody's got the whole thing memorized, right? No, evidently not. Okay. But it's a very familiar passage of Scripture, and it's so familiar that maybe we have lost a part of the meaning of this particular passage. So let me listen. Let me start with the eighth verse, where Jesus says to the disciples during his last conversation with them, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. If you have really known me, you will also know the Father. From now on, you know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father. That will be enough for us." And Jesus replied, "Don't you know me, Philip, when I have been with you all this time? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I have spoken to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or believe me on account of the works themselves." I want to lift up a couple of phrases from this for your attention this morning. The first is Philip's words to Jesus when he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." I really believe that these are some of the most important words in the Scripture. I think they are more important than all of the writings of Paul, and probably more important than anything else, with the exception of the words that Jesus taught himself. When Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Some of the translations, or one translation that I've read, has Philip saying, "Lord, show us the Father, that is all we need." And I like that translation because I think that is a crying need that we find ourselves in the world in which we live today. I want to tell you a couple of things. One, there was a recent study, one in the United States and one in Australia, about why people don't go to church. The number one reason in Australia, the number two reason in the United States, was church is boring. Church is boring. I didn't know we went to church to be entertained. Do they want dancing girls? We got them. Yeah. Hey, what do you want when you go to church? If you want to be entertained, I think you're going for the wrong reason. I think that excuse is so frivolous that we can disregard it completely. Let's forget that people say church is boring. Maybe they haven't been to church lately and don't really know what they're talking about. But the other reason, and this was one that was discovered in a survey conducted by one of the Ivy League, the Divinity Schools at one of the Ivy League universities, and it says this, that the reason people don't go to church is because they can't tell the difference between church and any other service organization. They can't tell the difference between the church and any other service organization. The Kiwanians, the Lions, JCs, Elks, what have you, there is no difference. And I thought, when I first heard this, that is really an indictment against us. who profess to be followers of Jesus Christ. That's saying we don't show very much to the world. But then I thought a little farther, that's not an indictment on us. If these people don't go to church, how do they make that comparison? How do they make that judgment? What do they use as a yardstick to measure the performance and the meaning of church? And the answer is, they just use what they see. What they see. A year ago, I heard Bishop James Swanson, who is the bishop of the Mississippi Conference, say this: I am more than what you see. I am more than what you see. Bishop Swanson, of course, was talking about the fact that he's African American, and most people, when they look at him, they see a black man. And he was saying that he is more than that. But I'm saying that for Christians, we are more than what people see. What they don't see is the motivation behind what we do. And we do what we do because we are followers of Jesus Christ. We are followers of the one who taught us that we should promote others more than ourselves. That we should lift up others more than ourselves. That we should love God with all that we are and love our neighbors the same way. No other institution, no service club teaches that. And that is the reason, because we believe this, that's the reason that we are involved in activities in the community. Shoes for the shoeless. Fish food pantry. Volunteering at different organizations like Green Memorial Hospital. That's why we do these things. That's why we show the world the face of service. Because we are followers of Jesus Christ. And that service is an outgrowth of our faith. Nothing is more important than the face that we present to the community. Show us the Father. That's all that we need. But you know, I got to thinking, maybe there's some validity to that statement that they don't see any difference between the church and other organizations. There's a story James Moore tells in one of his books. I believe it's the book, the title is, Yes, Lord, I Have Sinned, But I Have Several Excellent Excuses. Good book. Need to read it. But in this story, the woman is driving in town one day, maybe out on coming out North Detroit Street, following another car. She gets to Kinsey Road, and the light turns yellow, and she expects the driver ahead of her to go through that light like any normal person would. Instead, he stops. And she has to slam on her brakes in order to keep him hitting him in the rear end. And when she finally gets stopped, she rolls her window down, and she leans her head out the window, and she begins to question his ancestry. And talk about a few other things. And she gives him a little hand signal that we all have seen, hopefully have not participated in. Not the peace sign, Derek. Half the peace sign. And all at once, she sees these blue lights going on behind her. And she is really surprised when she's pulled over, and even more surprised when she is arrested and taken downtown. And a couple of hours later, she's released. And when she's released, the patrolman says, maybe I should explain to you why I arrested you. You see, I was behind you, and I saw what you did to that other driver ahead of you. And I heard what you said to that driver ahead of you. And then I looked at the car, and I saw the sign on your bumper sticker that says, "Follow me to church on Sunday." And the other one that says, I teach Sunday school. And I was sure the car was stolen. We don't act like that, do we? Do you think that's possibly one of the reasons why people don't see any difference between us and those who are outside the church? We are different people. Paul says it. We are new creatures in Christ. Not just new today, but new tomorrow, new every day. We are a different people because we have heard the call and we have answered the call and we are followers of Jesus Christ. Show us the Father. That's what the world is asking us to do. Show us the Father. That is all we need. Now I want to lift up the other phrase, which I think is also equally important. And that's where Jesus says of himself to the disciples, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. James Moore tells another story. Anybody in here as old as I am? I doubt it. But do you remember when stores used to have vents in front that where the heat from the store came out, those registers, and you could warm yourself on those? You remember those? I'm sure glad I'm not the only one. But this story took place in Birmingham, Alabama, where a woman was walking downtown one spring morning, cold, and as she approached one of those registers, she saw this boy standing over the register, and he didn't have on any shoes. So when she got closer to him, she said, young man, where are your shoes? And he says, I don't have any. So she said, well, we'll have to do something about that. So she took him into the department store and bought him a brand new pair of shoes. And not only a new pair of shoes, but new socks to go with them. And a new shirt and a new pants and a new overcoat, a new warm coat. And left the store. And the young man started to run down the street to go home and show his new purchases to his family. And all at once he stopped. And he turned around and he came back and he said, ma'am, do you mind if I ask you a question? And she said, of course not. He said, are you God's wife? And she thought pretty fast and she says, no, but I am his daughter. And the boy went running off down the street saying, I knew it. I knew you were some kin to him. And I wonder, when people look at me, do they see I am some kin to him? Show us the Father. That's all we need. A lost, dying world is crying out those nine words. To you and to me. Show us the Father.